Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This week there are 13 birthdays on the calendar, and so rather than give an entire segment to a few of them, there'll be one record from each of them, and we should still have time for a couple of bonus records. We're going to start by taking a musical trip to Monte Carlo with a fantastic recording by Gus C. Edwards Orchestra of a tune by Elmer Schobel.
In love with a two-faced woman. A little bit of boldness, a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of coldness, a little bit of heatness. Don't fall in love with a two-faced woman. I'm giving you a warning, you lose her in the morning. She's got another lover, she's keeping undercover. She's like the weather vane that goes with the breeze. Her disposition makes her do as she pleases. That's why they call her a two-faced woman. A little bit of wrong and a little bit of right, a a little bit of day and a little bit of night, a little bit of goodness, a little bit of badness, a little bit of black and white.
Would it be too bold? I hold you and enfold you and try to win your heart. You tell me you're frantic, you dream and you sigh, for you feel so romantic. So why should I?
Pianist, composer, arranger, and bandleader Elmer Schobel was born September 8, 1896, in East St. Louis, Illinois. He started out accompanying silent movies before going into vaudeville. In 1922 and 23, he played and recorded with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, and in 1925 joined Isham Jones Orchestra. We started off the show with an August 31, 1926 recording by Gus C. Edwards Orchestra of his tune Monte Carlo Joys. Lyricist Howard Dietz was born on exactly the same day as Elmer Schobel, but in New York City. It was Dietz who created the logo for Goldwyn Pictures Corporation, which featured Slats the Lion, and became the basis for the MGM logo. Howard Dietz's longtime collaboration with composer Arthur Schwartz produced Two-Faced Women from the show Flying Colors, which we heard recorded by Hal Kemp and his orchestra on May 26, 1933. The vocalist was Skinny Ennis. Lyricist Arthur Freed was born September 9, 1894. About a year after he and composer Nacio Herb Brown wrote Singin' in the Rain, they teamed up on Should I?, which was introduced in the 1930 MGM picture Lord Byron of Broadway. We heard it performed by Jack Albans, Hotel Pennsylvania Music, on December 23, 1929, with Scrappy Lambert providing the vocal. And I couldn't resist following Should I? With Why Shouldn't I?, written a few years later by Freed without Brown, and recorded by Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra on May 15, 1931, in Hollywood. The vocalist there was Lois Whiteman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We're going to start off this next multi-birthday set with something by Lou Handman.
Thank you. you do. In paradise, in Florida, your smile, your size, your wonderful charm, your lips, your eyes, your two loving arms. I love you, my darling, I do. Florida, the moon and you.
Tenor Charles Harrison was born September 11, 1878 in Jersey City, New Jersey, and we just heard him as part of the Revelers, along with Franklin Bauer, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn, harmonizing on Florida, the Moon, and You, and introducing Wasn't It Nice. The group was credited on the label simply as Vocal Quartet. Both of those songs were featured in Ziegfeld's musical review No Foolin', which opened at the Globe Theater on June 24, 1926, and ran for 108 performances. Florida, the Moon, and You was composed by Rudolph Frimmel, with lyrics by Gene Buck, Irving Caesar, and Ballard MacDonald. That June 17, 1926 Brunswick recording credits Carl Fenton and his orchestra, but of course there was no such person as Carl Fenton. It was a name made up and applied to 1920s Brunswick studio bands by Walter Gus Henschen, who was Brunswick's musical director at the time. Songs about Florida were popular in the early 20s as a result of the Florida land boom, which went bust in 1926. California, which became the 31st of the United States of America on September 9, 1850, has had its own share of booms and busts. And to celebrate California's birthday, we heard the Georgia Jumpers, consisting of Benny Nawahi, Robert Cloud, Bruce Hinkson, and Wesley Wilson, and California Blues. This California Blues was recorded April 7, 1931, and was written by Benny Nawahi, and is not to be confused with the 1923 California Blues written by Elmer G. Patton and Alfred Evans. That California Blues was recorded by Abe Lyman, and although it's been a while, we've played it on the show before, which is why I chose the Georgia Jumpers recording, which, if I'm not mistaken, is making its Triple R debut. Composer Lou Hanneman was born September 10, 1894, in New York City. Collaborating with Roy Turk in the mid-1920s, he wrote the Tin Pan Alley standard Are You Lonesome Tonight, which has been recorded by everybody from Henry Bird to Elvis Presley. On his own, Hanneman composed I Can't Get the One I Want, which we heard in a May 1924 recording by Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. Every week we start the show claiming that we play music to which you can't not tap your toes. Well, here's some of the best evidence around to back up that statement.
Thank you. about you the way that I do. What is it? Please tell me, what is it that gives me a thrill like nothing else will? What is it? You're not as good looking as some of the rest, but you've got that something that I like the best. What is it? What is it? I'm dying to know why I love you so. What is it?
Your girls, but you ought to see mine. She ain't so good looking, but she dressed so fine. She's long, she's tall, she's a handsome queen. She's got ways like a mowing machine. She's a humdum danger from Dingersville. Ooh, watch her strut her stuff. I took her to church in my hometown. preacher got hot and throwed his Bible down. Says, I've been a preaching long, long time. Deacon, get yours, boys, I got mine. She's a humdum danger from Dangersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. Brother Deacon by the old fireplace, run that sister one awful race. Overtook her way uptown. She got warm and turned his damper down. She's a humdum danger from Dangersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. Both eyes, she ran way back. She knocked at the knees and she bawled a jack. Steady, Jane, steady, don't you bother me. I'll whip you down with a single tree. She's a humdum danger from Dangersville. Do watch her strut her stuff. Now church is over, singing's done. Not much preaching, but lots of fun. She's a humdum danger from Dangersville. Do watch her strut her stuff.
The 47th governor of the state of Louisiana, Jimmy I.E. Davis, and She's a Humdum Dinger. Jimmy Davis was born on September 11, 1899, and was a successful country musician before entering politics. Davis wrote She's a Humdum Dinger, and he was accompanied on that May 20, 1930 recording made at the Memphis Auditorium by black bluesman Oscar Buddy Woods on slide guitar, who was not credited on the label. And by the way, according to MapQuest, there is no such place as Dingersville. We heard Gus Arnheim in the first segment of the show in connection with Arthur Freed's birthday, but Arnheim's birthday was also last week, 2 years before Jimmy Davis's, on September 11, 1897. We heard Sweet and Lovely, which Gus Arnheim recorded, but that wasn't his recording. That was Ed Lloyd and his orchestra with the vocal chorus by Elmer Feldkamp on July 21, 1931. Harry Tobias wrote the words, and Charles N. Daniels wrote the music under the pseudonym Jules Lamar. Even though Gus Arnheim didn't actually write the song, he was a shrewd businessman and managed to get composer credit on the sheet music and the attendant royalties. Speaking of pseudonyms, Ed Lloyd was a pseudonym for Sam Lennon, Gene Cardos, and in this case, Ed Kirkaby. Gus Arnheim was born exactly 2 years after Jimmy Davis, but Harry Tobias was born exactly 2 years before Gus Arnheim. On September 11, 1895. He wrote the words to Sweet and Lovely, but he also wrote the words to What Is It?, which we heard performed by the Hi-Hatters on July 29, 1931. The music was composed by Harry Barris of the Rhythm Boys. Bing Crosby, himself one of the Rhythm Boys, recorded What Is It? With Gus Arnheim as a duet with Lois Whiteman. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. This next segment has an interesting mix of artists. Not that the first three didn't. Here's Maurice Chevalier.
Le garçon fait, monsieur abuse, est-ce qu'il s'amuse? Alors je réponds comme excuse. Je suis en train de prendre une leçon de Charleston. Par téléphone, c'est comme ça que mon professeur les donne. Au bout du fil fortissimo, son gramophone. Joue le Charleston pour un pronom, s'abonne. J'entends clairement les commandements de tous les mouvements. Le
professeur dit, tournez ainsi, faites comme ceci. J'ai besoin encore une heure de votre téléphone. Je prends une love, son de Charleston. L'autre jour, ma bonne tombe dans mes bras et me crie, je me donne, mince embarras. Ma femme s'amène, voyez ma gêne, je lui dis, vous reparez la scène. Je suis en train de prendre une leçon de Charleston. Avec la bonne, elle sait très bien le temps, c'est quoi une bretonne. Ça ne va pas encore, tout seul, tu vois, je tâtonne. Or le Charleston, que tintouin ça vous donne. Que de tracas, je fais des pas quand il ne faut pas. S'il faut bouger, je reste figé, je ne peux pas juger. Et voilà pourquoi Bobonne avec la petite bonne. Je prends une leçon de Charleston.
Toots to me. You might own an ocean liner and the rice that comes from China, but you're toots to me. Because you've got two arms I sigh for, a smile I die for, 'cause you're great A. I want to know if I should try for a wedding day. I'll admit your eyes are bluer than the waters of Kahlua or the Baltic Sea. You're the sun in California, you're the thrill of Orchardina's melody. Well, I've admitted you're terrific, if you'd forget your family tree. Now you listen, Cinderella, if I'm gonna be a fella, you're toots to me.
fish is still alive are having a ball. It's some affair. They'll all be there, from the herring to the whale. They'll turn out to shake a scale in Neptune's hall. Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish bowl. Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. Jellyfish sway to and fro at the codfish bowl. Finn and Hattie lead the eel through an Irish reel. The catfish is a dancing man, but he can like the sardine can. Tuna's truckin' left and right, Minnie's moochin', what a night. There won't be a hook in sight at the codfish bowl.
The voice of Betty Boop from 1931 to 1938, Mae Questel, born September 13, 1908. That was an April 3, 1936 Decca recording of At the Codfish Ball. Lou Pollack wrote the tune and Sidney Mitchell the lyrics. Shep Fields was born September 12, 1910, and so before Mae Questel it was Charles Chester with Shep Fields and his rippling rhythm and Your Toots to Me. There was just something missing from that record. Oh, of course. All right, that's enough. That Bluebird recording was made May 18th, 1936. Your Toots to Me was written by Jacques Cracur, and out of all the dozens and dozens of Shep Fields recordings I could have played, I chose that one just so I could say the word toots. We started off the segment with Maurice Chevalier, who was born September 12th, 1888. We heard him on an English Columbia 78 recorded in London on October 26, 1926, with La Leçon de Charleston. He was accompanied by not one but two pianos, played by Jean Wiener, who wrote La Leçon de Charleston, and Clement Doucet. We have one more birthday, and if we're lucky, enough time for a couple of other records, which I'll back announce. Today, September 14th, marks the birth in 1896 in Chicago, Illinois, of pianist and composer J.C. Johnson. And it's J-J-A-Y-C-C-E-E, not James C., and not to be confused with James P. Johnson. After moving to New York in the early 20s, he made his first recordings, accompanying blues singers, including Ethel Waters. He was best known, however, as a composer, working with lyricists including Henry Creamer, Andy Razaf, George Whiting, Nat Burton, and writing lyrics for Fats Waller, with whom he wrote for the Broadway show Keep Shufflin'. Johnson founded the Crescendo Club in Harlem, a group of black songwriters, and the Good Hearts Welfare Association. He died in New York City on February 27, 1981, at age 84. His compositions include Louisiana, The Joint is Jumpin', Do What You Did Last Night, and dip your brush in the sunshine. Here's one of the few recordings made under his own name, J.C. Johnson and his Five Hot Sparks, and an unissued test pressing made by QRS around February of 1929 of a Johnson composition titled Texas Man.
Next year, the guy I'm. There's no regretting while I'm setting biding my time.
I'm sure you recognize that tune as Avalon. I hope you do, you hear it every week. But you may not recognize that that recording is by Isham Jones and his Rainbow Orchestra, named after the Rainbow Without the W Gardens, in Chicago, where the band played around October of 1920. That's from a brand new 2-CD release on the Archaeophone label called Isham Jones Happy. the 1920 Rainbow Orchestra sides. You can see the entire track list and ordering information at archaeophone.com. Some of you may have seen that I was at the Pacific Pioneer Broadcasters Luncheon the other day honoring Carl Reiner. At one point during his remarks, Carl said, "That's just the kind of a guy I am," which reminded him of the song Bidin' My Time, which contains the line, "'Cause that's the kind of guy I am." So for Carl Reiner, I played Bidin' My Time by the Blue Jeans, a pseudonym on Victor for the Southerners, a jazz dance band with the male vocal trio of Phil Crowe, Frank Luther, and Carson Robison. Bidin' My Time was written by George and Ira Gershwin for the show Girl Crazy. I'm not sure if it had anything to do with the lyrics of Bidin' My Time, but there is a 1922 song titled That's the Kind of a Guy I Am, which was composed by Alexander Lang Steinert with lyrics by Joe Alger Jr. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.